Blog Talk Radio.
You don't pay for the full time tonight? What I do?
Yes.
You okay for the full time tonight, or you just got an hour?
Oh, yeah, we okay for the full hour, yes. Okay. I mean, for the full show, 2 hours, yeah.
Wake up, everybody, all right. No more sleeping. I hear
you. So take your time.
Oh, man, it was a crazy day. Just get home, just sit the full what time, it used man. To be. Days, like,
wow.
There's so much. But, y'all, you know, we're going to stay on a subject matter.
Yeah. You're breaking up.
Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best. World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, just you and me.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show on IWDM Radio, The Science of Health and You. We want to thank our listening audience and those of you who are in the studio for tuning in with us tonight and just spending a little time with us to get educated with information that you can't get anywhere else. We will say this is the best place to be on a Tuesday evening if you want the truth. There's no third-party concepts here. We don't have to worry about anybody getting in our way. We are talking to you about you, the science of you, the science of your health. And this education you can't find any place else, and we're going to brag about it. We don't have any problem telling you the truth about the information that you hear on IWDM every Tuesday, and quite frankly, all throughout the week. We got the truth, unadulterated truth, and the truth will help you, God. So we thank you again for being here. Those of you who are on the Internet, if you have any questions or any comments that you'd like to make today, we ask that you prepare yourself, get your pen and your pad out. And those of you who are in the studio, get your pad and your pen out. So if we say something that resonates with you, we ask that you take a note, write it down. Not only for yourself, but, you know, for those of you who have relatives who may find themselves in a deficient situation or find themselves in a situation where they're kind of debilitated and don't have good health or good information, your children. You know, we have to be concerned about our children in this day and time. So take good notes. Write it down. Don't be afraid to ask that question, because the questions you ask may save someone's life. So once again, this is IWDM Radio. I am Rashid Salam. And those of you, as I said before, who are on the Internet who have a question or a comment, we ask that you call or text me at 650-669-0458. Once again, that's 650-669-0458. We were loaded up last week with Internet calls, and hopefully and prayerfully, those of you who weren't on last week, we ask that you do this, doing this brief introduction that I'm doing. Pick up your telephone. Call somebody. Text somebody. Get on the Internet. Call a friend. Call a family member, an associate. But more importantly, call your children. Call your family. Because we're going to be talking about some things tonight that I'm sure a lot of us have questions about. We have received so much information from the medical field on information that we just don't have a clue what's going to happen, or we don't have a clue whether they're telling us the truth or not. The disinformation, all the things that are being said about the different medical problems that we're having in this country, we're going to specifically tonight talk about vaccines, the importance of what you need to know about a vaccine. At the same time, we want to also share with you, now, I didn't have the chance today, but those of you who want to get the latest articles from the CDC and from other organizations who are talking about this new AB-26, whatever you want to call it, the three variants from the virus that they had last time, it has mutated to the point now where they have identified everything they need to know and a vaccine already in place to do it. Well, what we do know during the COVID-19 crisis, or I like to call pandemic, that those shots that they gave us were not designed to stop COVID-19. So tonight, I want you to keep this in mind. What can prevent you from getting COVID-19 or any other of these viruses? Quite frankly, I'm not sure what they're doing. I'm not sure whether they tell us the truth or not. We have good reason to not accept things that come from the medical profession. Our history reflects it. We can take it all the way back to the Tuskegee experiment, take it back to what they did to the Indians, take it back to what they did to the Mayans, also all the other people who were in the way, stopping them from being in power and control and taking your land from you. Now, I just want you to think, who are you listening to? The very person who did not want you to read, who did not want you to participate in the politics, who did not want you to participate in the economic system in this country, nor do they want you to be socially inclined to know who you are, what you are, that you have the power within your own self to do for yourself. Now, what's stopping us from being who we are supposed to be? It's the same individuals who are telling you about this vaccine, the same individuals who are telling you about the politics, the same individuals who do the legislation and create all the laws by which we have to fall in line and not be able to have any power or control of our destiny. These are the same people. We have to be concerned about this. Who in the world are we listening to? Do we have scientific proof to prove that what they're saying to us is true? So my concern, and the reason we started this show here, is to provide you with true education and information that can save your life scientifically and save your health in all different facets. And to know one thing, that all diseases, as we always say, are curable. To know one thing, that if you don't take care of your body, then you're susceptible to anything. Now, what does it take to take care of your body? We have never, ever, ever been given the proper tools, the proper information on how this body works. And we stay on this every single week. You may get sick and tired of us talking about it. You, the science of you, what are you? How do you function? What do you have that you can say, I understand everything in my all my organs, our working organs in my body? Do I understand these particular things? Do I know how my mind works? I know how my kidney works, my liver, my spleen, all those particular things. They tell you have cancer and we lose our mind because we don't know what cancer is. So we try to tell you what these diseases are and how they come about. That's one of the issues that we have for you on providing you with those tools, those resources, that information. So you know this body that you walk around with 24/7, your children's bodies, they walk around 24/7, your friends and neighbors' bodies that they walk around with 24/7, we don't have a clue how it works. That's the purpose, the science of health in you. So if you could appreciate that, we ask you to push one on your phone and get ready to ask some questions tonight about you. You know, we want you to press one on your phone to ask questions about anything that you think comes to your mind when it comes to your health. Without health, we only have one life to live. I know this sounds like a soap opera, but if you don't take care of that one life that you have to live, you're going to wind up in General Hospital. Go on, be bold and beautiful if you want to. As the world turns, these things happen to us every day. Are we going to take heed? Are we going to keep listening to the same person who enslaved us from 1619 to this day, who has never given us the opportunity, ever give us the opportunity to compete equally? They say 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth to this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we know that's a lot. We already know that's a lot. So even when we get an education, when they deprived us of that opportunity to get an education, what education was it? Whose education was it? And I always quote that our Carter G. Woodson made it very, very plain in 1932 that if you went to school and thought you were being educated, I'm sorry, you were being trained. One more time, we got these master's degrees. We got these bachelor's degrees. We got these PhDs. And I say this, in what? You got a doctorate in what? Somebody else's information or somebody's education so you can participate in their society, his story, instead of your story. When are we going to stop and just pay attention and really pay attention, really pay attention to the world that we live in? This is real life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real life. So what is that? What can we do about it? How can we empower ourselves? And that is the purpose of the science of health in you. So I'm not going to prolong my brief introduction I usually do because we want to really get into the meat of this. We want you to ensure that you have done everything you can to get all the information you need about this medical chaos that's taking place in our country. This is medical chaos. And how do we dig deep into it to find out what's true and what's not true? But you have to understand something. You got to understand you. You got to understand the science of you. If you want to be healthy, you're in the right place. If you want your brain to function in the manner which you're supposed to, you are in the right place. Now, let's take you, get you together. Now let's take care of your family. Are you concerned about your children's well-being? Are you concerned about your family's well-being? Are you concerned about your community's well-being? These are questions that we're going to have to answer. I know this is tough for some of us. And some of you may even hang up the telephone because y'all, Ms. Rashid, you think you know what you're talking about. You're saying this and saying that. I'm telling you the 100% natural truth. If you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. That's serious. Our lives are in jeopardy. Our lives are in jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen. So let's take a time out and take a deep breath. Let's take a look at how you are right now. And are you happy with yourself? Are you happy the way your life is going in all aspects of it? Guess what? Your life is going to go based on the health that you find yourself in. So if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have a heart problem, you have kidney ailments, you got a liver ailment, even so-called cancer, and I can refer to all of them as so-called illnesses. But once you understand the science of you, and once you understand what's taking place in your everyday life, then our lives will be a lot better. Our thinking process will be a lot better. So tonight is your show. Tonight is your show to ask any question, all the questions that you can, pertaining to your health. It's your show. I want you to press one on your phone starting right now. Get in the queue early. But the key tonight is making sure we stick to the subject matter. The subject matter is vaccines. The subject matter is immune system. The subject matter is how can we prevent things from happening to us in this crazy, tipsy-turvy, upside-down world, this chaos that we talk about, this planned epidemic that they talk about. They have three different viruses that they're talking about. All three of them have names already. They already been designated to be in five states, and people are dying from them already. You know, flu season. What is the condition people passed away? Was it just COVID, or was it just they were unhealthy? What was it? But we just hear these words from these people, and we accept it. Oh, man, we got to put the mask on again. One of the questions you may want to ask tonight, what good are the masks? We talked about that before here on IWDM. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. Our lives are in the hands of someone else, financially, economically, politically, socially, in any way you want to look at it. We are in what they call a conundrum. Well, we don't even know what's happening. We're dependent upon somebody else for our lives. So I'm not going to say too much more about this. I think I hope I provoke some thought. I hope I trigger some individuals. I hope you're in a situation where you want to know a little bit more about what's going on in life, what's going on in the world. You want to talk politics? We can get some politics in. You want to talk religion? We can get some religion in. What do you want to know? You did not tune into this show. You just listen, and we're not here to just, we're here to provide you with information, education, some news you can use, if you want to refer to it as that, news, information you can use right away. You don't have to wait. What you're going to get here on the show tonight is information you can use immediately, immediately. So press one on your phone. So I know whatever reason you came on the show tonight, you just didn't come on to listen to Rashid Salah or Abdul Shaheed, our guest and one of my co-hosts and guests for tonight. You came on the show because something tweaked or triggered you to come and hear something that we put in the email or the text that caught your attention. That's why I want you to push one. This show is for you. This show is for you. So I have my studio is loaded up with people. I haven't seen anybody press one yet. So in the process of Abdul Shaheed sharing with us and introducing himself, we ask that you get your pad and pen ready to go to get the questions that you need to answer, whether it's for you, family member, neighbor, friend, associate. It's an opportunity to get those questions answered tonight. You're not here. You're here to get answers. And that's what we pride ourselves in, and making sure you have answers. And we can't get into too much detail, but we can do this. We can leave you with the information that you need to do your own astute study on what we say. That means going to the website. That means pick up the telephone and calling our brother up and asking him questions. You have all these options. There are books available to you. We don't have any excuse to be sick. None. So if you believe that, strap on. Get ready for a ride. We're going to take you there. With that, Abdul Shaheed, I know you're on the line, and once you press one, I can make sure I keep you in the queue at the top. But we want you to come on and introduce yourself. This is Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia, a student at the American School of Cytometry. A student at the American School of Cytometry. Okay, we're not just talking to you. What he has to say, scientifically proven, 40-plus years of research, we have it. Just like we have the answer to cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. We have the answer to sickle cell anemia. We have the answer of all of these particular things. All you have to do is press one and ask that question. With that, my good brother, how are you today? As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam. We're doing excellent. I was just sitting here listening and enjoying you.
You know, I just do a little bit.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great.
From the hood, trying to do the world some good, my good brother.
And that's what it's all about, trying to wake up some more people. They're talking about being woke, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, we still have to come out of the dark ages. That's the kind of medicine that we're receiving. We come from the dark ages. So, Brother Rashid, it's excellent to be here. We'd like to start off with Bismillah, within the name of the creator of everything. We start off with his name, his signature, with his permission. And you already stated that all diseases are curable, Brother Rashid. All diseases are curable. So it's up to the person. The Almighty has blessed us with this human body to afford us to have life on this planet. And we are created to live and thrive on this planet, Brother Rashid. Take advantage of every opportunity. We're created to live here. So even though planet Earth is very toxic, is adversary, and is predatory, we have to come here knowing these things, that is the case. And we're sent here to be tested. And we're not going to get out of being tested. So don't be surprised if you're being tested all the time. That's why you were sent here, to make you smarter and smarter and smarter. That's what planet Earth is all about. So we have the human body, and we must learn how it operates. We keep making too many mistakes, Brother Rashid. We don't know what food to eat, what water to drink, what fruits to eat, what vegetables to eat. We don't know the ones to avoid. We don't know what good cooking salt is all about. We use the wrong cooking salt. We use mineral salt for cooking salt. We drink the wrong water. We should not be drinking and cooking with tap water. Nobody has informed us of these things. And that's why we're sick. Everywhere we turn, we're making mistakes. So now we have a science, symptomatic science, to correct our mistakes. That's why we have this science, Brother Rashid, because no one taught us, and we did not have a manual to give to our parent when we came here. You know, when you buy a new car, it comes with a manual, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you have to troubleshoot something. You have to look at something when you have a problem, a breakdown, a malfunction. You pull out that manual out of the glove compartment and you start reading. How to change the light bulb. Where's the dipstick for checking the oil? How you change the spark plugs? Where's the jack for changing the tires? Because sometimes you won't be in no convenient places where you can just call somebody. You'll be stranded on your own. And you have to do these things for yourself. That's kind of like how our body is. Each and every one of us on this planet have a body. That is a requirement to be here. If you're going to be here, you must have a body. And if you're going to stay here, you must learn how to take care of it. Doesn't that sound kind of like common sense?
Straight up. Straight up.
Well, why people don't know what to feed it, what kind of food to feed it? Why people don't know what kind of oil to put in it? What kind of fruit we should eat and kind of fruit we should avoid? What kind of sugar should we use? What kind of starch should we use? What kind of protein should we use? What kind of fats and oil should we consume? What kind of spices should we use? What should we use in our seasoning, for seasoning? What should we drink as good drinking water? What's the criteria for good drinking water? What should we brush our teeth with? baking soda and salt? No, can't do it. Our mouth is acidic, and baking soda and salt is alkaline. Now you have a problem. Well, somebody taught us one time to use baking soda and salt. I remember as a child growing up, you don't have any toothpaste, use this. That was a big mistake, Brother Rashid. Our mouth is acidic, 6.5, but salt is alkaline. Baking soda is alkaline. Isn't that amazing? Just knowing that.
Yes, sir.
Just knowing that could help your dental situation, your mouth situation. If you change the pH anywhere in the body, you're going to have a disease. You're going to get sick. You're going to be compromised. You're going to have a problem. Why we don't know these things? Why we think eating eggs is okay? Why? Why we think eating fruits, citrus fruits especially, citrus fruit that has citrus acid? Who taught us and said they were good for us? And nuts and seeds. Billion-dollar industry. Who said it's okay to eat them? Who said that? They have energy. They help you with energy. All these things are big mistakes. Who said we could eat salads? I remember a time when there was no salad on our table at home. My mother never had salad. All vegetables cooked. So when did we start eating them? Who bright idea was that? You have to start asking these questions, Brother Rashid. Why do we drink milk? A grown person drinking milk, a teenager drinking milk, why? No other mammal, if you watch them, if we watch those animal shows, no mammal on earth drink milk after they have been weaned from their mother, but humans. Something wrong with that picture. Why do we drink milk? Milk is a phosphorus protein. If you consume it after you've been weaned from your mother, it will break down all your bone, all your teeth. Your collagenic fiber will be broken down, disintegrate. Why we don't know these things? That's why we have centometry, Brother Rashid. That's why we have a school to teach people about how to correct their mistakes and what causes diseases. Every disease has a source, just like every river has a source. All these therapeutic, they treat symptoms, Brother Rashid. We have to know the difference between the source of the disease and the symptom. Otherwise, you might be hoodwinked, thinking that you're being helped when you're not. There's iron rules, there's pH rules, there's the speed law, there's the laws of physics, there's natural laws, there are universal laws. And anytime we violate them, our body will give us a sign called symptom. If we keep violating them, then the symptom will turn into full-blown diseases because we violated the law. We broke the rule. That's what happened. Who's teaching us about these rules and the laws of physics, science, how they apply to our body, our physiology, how they apply? And what do we know about the DNA? What do we know about genes? What do we know about chromosomes? What do we know about RNA? We all are human, and these things make up our body. What do we know about the cells, the unit of life for us? It would protect the unit of life and improve the condition of the cell, keep them in their natural environment. We will always be healthy. Isn't that a thought? Take care of ourselves and they'll take care of us. There's a lot to learn, Brother Rashid, and nobody's teaching. But one school called American School of Centometry. And our children, you mentioned our children, they should know this already. When they come here, somebody should be teaching them this, how to take care of their body so they can take care of their brain. How can the brain be healthy if the body is falling apart? How can the body be healthy if the brain is falling apart? They work together. Whatever's circulating in that blood, sooner or later, going to be in our brain. And right now in some time, we've studied over 73 blood impurities that we circulating in our blood. That's what we studied up to this point. And there's hundreds more to study. And they want to protect us. I heard you mention microbes, viruses. They want to protect us from viruses. Well, how are they going to protect us from viruses when there are hundreds of them, Brother Rashid? There's 300 or 400 viruses, different ones. So they're going to give us a vaccine for each one of them? Or they're just going to protect us from 2 or 3 of them? Let's say 10. I give them 10. Say they protect us against 10 viruses at the most. What about the other 290 viruses? What are you going to do about them? Got to have a better way, Brother Rashid. Sound like we're being
Good. Yes, sir. It sounds like, you know, the beautiful part about what you're saying is that we all have an opportunity to go online and go back to school when it comes to our health and our well-being, starting right now with this program, and also starting with the school that's already in place to educate us about our bodies and our cells, the study of the living cell. You know, so it's up to us if we want to be healthy.
It's up to us. That's right.
It's up to us if we want to kind of change some things around in our lives. And, all, you know, the beauty of what we're doing, Abdul Shaheed, and I, we just thank God for this opportunity, that we are sharing with you the ingredients for longevity in your life, to making your body heal itself. So if you're interested in yourself, you're at the right place. And we should all have our children. You know, I know you guys say, oh, here comes Rashid. You're going to talk about his kid. Yes, I am, because they are our future. If we are adults, cannot talk to our children about some of the things that you're hearing tonight, what's going to happen to them? In a world where everything is genetically altered, the soil is deficient and depleted from all its minerals. I think that's what we eat food for. Am I right? You get the minerals out of the food, but there's no minerals,
the nutrients, and the resources from the food. That's why we're eating.
You know, so if there's no resources in the soil, what are we eating? More importantly, what are we giving our babies?
Yes.
What are we giving our grandbabies? What are we giving? Take them over to McDonald's, you know, White Castle. You take them to get potato chips and honey buns and sodas with sugar in it that's rotting in their teeth. You know, I've never seen so many young babies, 2 or 3 years old, with rotten teeth before in my life as we see today. And we have to ask that question, what's wrong? We do have a hand raised right now, Brother Abdul, and before you go any further, we want to explain. And those of you who are just tuning in, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health in you, and we're here providing you with those tools. Just real quickly, as I said, this is an online opportunity to go back to school. This
Absolutely.
The science of you. Who's ever told you this before? What school have you went to that says we're going to study you? Oh, man, I get excited every time I think about it. I get excited every time I get on this phone on Tuesday. I get excited every time I go to the website. I get excited, period, with the books I read when
both
it comes
of
to my
Both of them, Brother Rashid. I can't wait for the class to start.
Ooh.
Every time. I can't wait. I'm that excited. I can't wait to go to the website to see the new article posted there by the American School of Symptometry. I can't wait. It's amazing.
How many dimensions are available to us if our brain is functioning right? So we're going to take this number and phone right quick. We got 410-282. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Hi, Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got the line.
This is Sister Rahima. I am in, where am I? I'm in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, their brain not functioning right, Rahima.
No, sir. I'm calling you ma'am. They're awful. Anyway.
That's what it's called.
I wanted to make a comment and let you all work on the comment, but
okay.
Then you piqued my interest in some other things. The comment I wanted to make is that Muslims, ever since the pandemic, have been aware of vitamins and whatever we need, herbs to take care of the COVID, the virus or whatever, And then yesterday I just saw some Caucasian came on, and he's making a big deal out of what we've already had. What we already know, and it's just kind of so sad that our people will pay attention to that, but
yes.
As much as we've been feeding this, they won't. So you all can deal with that. But while you're dealing with that, I just want you to break down the information about the milk, because I have a son-in-law who drinks milk every day religiously.
Wow.
And has gotten away from, well, so-called milk. And I wanted to know what's wrong with salads, aside from what you told us about they've already created their own toxins to protect themselves from the environment.
Yes.
But I remember during World War II, that was my, like you said, it took me back. That when I went to a daycare center, my mom went off to work in the factory for the war and making war parts, and I'd never seen a salad before. I got salad in the
daycare.
So I'm gonna mute there and let you just run with that, because I know you all can. Thanks for letting me pop my questions out. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, yes, thank you for sharing. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'll go with the milk, Brother Rashid. We'll address the milk.
Yeah, I just want to let her know. Press 1 on your phone, Raheem, and then if you want to come back here, press 1 again so we know your hand is raised for the second time, okay? Thank you. All right, Brother Abdul, go ahead.
Good. Yeah, that's a good question about milk. You just muted me.
I know.
Can
I
you hear
you.
Me?
I'm sorry. Yeah, we sure
good.
Can.
Good. Yes. Let's answer the question about milk. Once a person has been weaned from the mother, and sometimes the baby could be breastfed too long. They can stay on the mother's breast for too long. A year, good enough. 2 years, maybe too long. And see, the good quality breast milk is determined by whether the breast milk is too salty, whether the breast milk is too acidic. And this would be a problem for the baby either way. It also would be a problem if the mother taking drugs. If she's on any pharmaceutical drugs, it would be a problem for the baby. And also the mother need to be eating scientifically so she can produce the milk. There are some mother, the milk dries up within 2 or 3 months after the baby been born. What is she going to do? You know, man has not managed to duplicate the mother's breast milk. They could, as of this date, they still cannot duplicate the mother's breast milk. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
We got artificial intelligence, but you can't duplicate mother's breast milk. They can't even come close, Brother Rashid.
I understand.
So there's a lot of immunity in the mother's breast milk, but it must be of the right quality. Otherwise, the baby will come here with fewer enzymes. Health is all about producing enzymes. If the baby can't produce enough enzymes, then the baby's going to have all kind of problems. Allergy, allergic reaction to everything, to different foods. This is what happens. They have allergies because they do not produce enough enzyme for digesting their food. You need enzyme on your skin. You need enzyme everywhere in the body. Enzyme is the first essential that our cell must produce. If they can't produce enzyme, well, the body will come to a grinding halt. Eventually, this is what happens. So milk is the first whole food for the baby. And if the baby stay on milk too long, then the baby can become overcarbonated. Overcarbonated would be a big problem. If the quality of the mother's breast milk is not at its best, the baby can have enzyme deficit, and that will carry that child all the way through adulthood unless they come to symptometry to make up the difference. To make up the difference. Some people just always sick, no matter what you do, what you try to tell them to do. They're always sick. They always have infection. They always have a cold. They always have sore throat. Why? They started out with the enzyme deficit. They started out with the three nervous system not intact. Something was missing. There was a deficit somewhere in the mother's breast milk and what the mother ate during the time she was carrying the baby. the number of blood impurities circulating in her blood will also circulate in the baby's blood. They share the same blood, Brother Rashid, so there's a big connection between the mother and the baby. And whether the baby's going to produce the three nervous system or not. That is the human being in protection. He's intelligent to navigate this place called Earth. So after the baby has been weaned from his mother and is still drinking milk, milk at that point is a high, is a phosphorus protein. Phosphorus protein will fragment or disintegrate or destroy, however you want to, you know, phrase it, three of the amino acids in the DNA. There are 20 amino acids that make up the DNA, Brother Rashid, and this is where health, this is what health is really all about. Believe it or not, milk will compromise three of those amino acids in the DNA. They're called serine, S-E-R-I-N-E, threonine, T-H-R-E-O-N-I-N-E, and tyrosine, T-Y-R-O-S-I-N-E. Those would be the three amino acids in our DNA that will be compromised, and that is enough to cause the DNA to become fragmented. Fragmented, brothers and sisters. And what that means, it's not that complicated for us to understand. When we say fragmented, that means the DNA is the root, or fragmented DNA is the root of all diseases. What about that? Is that important to know about?
Sure.
I just told you what would fragment the DNA. Three of the amino acids in the DNA would be fragmented by eating, drinking milk, or phosphorus protein. And there are many phosphorus proteins, not just milk. Milk is one of them. So if the DNA is fragmented, that means the genes will never release a blueprint. What's the blueprint? It is the protein building instruction manual. Remember we mentioned that manual that comes with the car?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have a manual inside of us. It's in the genes. That manual must be passed on to the DNA, so DNA would be able to pass it to the three RNA, and they use that manual to produce all of the protein-producing units that make up our body. That make up our body. They encode protein. The gene releases the manual to encode protein. That's what repairs and replaces every part of our body, Brother Rashid. If the cells never get the instruction, if the DNA never get the instruction released to it because it is fragmented because of what the person is eating and drinking and drinking, and the chemicals and the toxins and the poison that they expose themselves to, it could be in the air, it could be in the food, it could be in the water. Doesn't make any difference. It could come through your skin. Our skin is a membrane.
Wow.
Which means it flows, things flow both ways, into the skin and out of the skin.
Okay. Well, we have two messages. I want you to get to the salad for Sister Rahima that she talked about. As soon as she said that, we're going to take these other two callers. They're not really callers. They text on my phone, and two great questions pertaining to the virus. So go ahead and share with her the information. I think everybody on the line, I mean, I want you to really get into this, really, really get into this. We don't get salads with tomato and carrots and all this stuff on it. We don't get this, how deadly it is. I just want you to share with us how deadly it is to eat raw salad.
Yeah, we did not used to eat salad, Brother Rashid, but somehow it became part of our diet. And most people start eating salad and then eat nothing else. Salad come from plants. Plants. The purpose for plants on this planet, Brother Rashid, their primary purpose is to purify the air. Somehow we overlooked that. In order for them to purify the air, their leaves, the green leaves that they have, or whatever color they might be at the time, they are like vacuum cleaners or sponges. You know, there's a commercial out about the children talking about the forest.
Yes, sir.
And one of the child said, oh, that's not a vacuum cleaner. Those are leaves from the plant that cleaning our air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody heard that commercial at some point in time. I might not pay any attention, but I paid some attention because that's exactly what the leaves are doing. They like vacuum cleaner. They suck up all the impurities in the air so we can breathe here. That's their primary purpose, to purify the air. They give us oxygen. We give off carbon dioxide. Perfect balance. But we're destroying a lot of the plants. And we're trying to eat up most of them on top of that, too. Well, the plants are here to purify the air. Now that we can eat a few of them is secondary. Because if the air is not where we can breathe, we won't be worrying about eating.
It's plain.
I mean, that is clear.
That's pretty plain.
Don't get it twisted. You got to first breathe before you can eat. And we worry about eating plants. Matter of fact, every time you talk about health to an average person, they talk about what diet do I go on. No, it's not about nutrition. It's not about food all the time. After you eat food, you must know what it going what have to take place after eating. That's where the problem comes in. You don't have the enzymes to thoroughly digest the food, you're going to have a problem. You're not getting the nutrients out of the food because you didn't cook it in a salad. You're not cooking it. We do not have enzymes to digest cellulose. That's the foundation of a plant, brothers and sisters, cellulose. What is cellulose? Another name for cellulose is starch. And what is starch? A network of sugar. See how all that breaks down?
Yes,
and you must have enzymes to digest thoroughly sugars. Most people don't have those enzymes. That's why they have diabetic, Brother Rashid. They don't have the enzyme to digest all of the sugars. That's in plant food.
There it is.
And all plants on planet Earth produce sugar and starch. All of them. And they all produce poison. Why? Because they have learned how to survive on this planet. They know that this planet is predatory. There's a predator there watching to eat them. And some of them are humans. They don't care. You think they exist just to feed us? No, they don't. They have a purpose here, and that is to purify the air. And you're trying to eat them up? You think they don't want to exist? Plants are smart, Brother Rashid. They know how to get longevity. They know how to gain longevity. There are some plants that live for thousands of years. Some of those trees in California, 3,000 years old. What do they know that humans do not know, that we don't? That's what we should be learning from them. We should be studying plants rather than trying to eat all of them up. And somehow we've been misled to believe that plants are innocent. No, they produce poison, all of them. Every plant on planet Earth produces at least three poisons. Most of them produce a lot more poison than that. They have to produce at least three poisons to survive. And these poisons are chlorophyll, poison to human. Ammonia, poison to human. Ferulic acid, poison to human. That's three. Now, there are plants that have diseases. If you eat them, you didn't neutralize the disease that they have by cooking. You just consume the disease. And those diseases could be grafted onto your organ, producing a more complex disease where your doctor will not have a clue of what you have. They won't
now
even know.
Different. See, that's deep. See, that right there stopped me dead in my tracks. Stopped me dead in my tracks. You know, and we keep running to the doctor like he's supposed to know. And I'm not putting anybody down in the medical profession, but let me share something with you. What you're learning on this show tonight, you will embarrass any doctor who calls himself a doctor in this country. You would embarrass them because they don't know what he's talking about right now. Go ahead, my brother. I'm sorry. I just had to say
that. And see, the plants, the plants also have everybody trying to feed on them. You have microbes trying to feed on them. Microbes are living organisms that you cannot see with your eyes. That's why they're called microbes. You can't see them. They're everywhere. They're in the air. They're in the water. They're in the food. They're airborne, waterborne, foodborne. That's what a virus is, a microbe. You can't see it. And they're everywhere. They're on every surface on this planet. Now, what are you going to do to protect yourself? What are you going to do? They're on every surface on the planet, and you can't see them. As we speak, and as you are listening to me, they're going in and out of your mouth, your nose, your ears, in your house, in your car, in your apartment, in at your office, in the warehouse. Doesn't make any difference. There's no hiding place. They're on your food. I don't care which restaurant you go. They're already there. And before you can get the food off your plate into your mouth, then more microbes have engulfed it as you put it in your mouth. I'm painting the pictures to let you know what really happens. And somebody going to give you a vaccine and protect you from them? It's almost laughable, Brother Rashid. We're born and created to live on planet Earth, which means we're equipped to live here. We already come equipped. We have an immune system. Not just in name only, but it would be a name only because no one is teaching you how to keep it nourished, how to keep it supported, how to keep it vibrant, how to make it resistant to diseases. Nobody's teaching you unless you come to Syntometry to learn. You have an immune system. The Almighty did not leave out anything. He equipped us with everything we need to thrive on this predatory, toxic, an adversary planet called Earth. And our role here is to turn it into a garden, a paradise. How are we doing so far, Brother Rashid? Are we failing?
Not too well.
We're not doing good. If somebody tried to grade us today, we'll fail.
Yes.
We'll get an F. We're sent here to make this place a garden, but the world is upside down and falling apart. At some point, it's going to balance things out. And that's when many people are going to be wiped out of here. So we best to learn what we must do now.
Absolutely.
For our children.
Absolutely. So coming back to the salad, Brother Rashid, I just want to say a couple other things.
Go ahead.
All the impurities that the plant is pulling out of the air, it don't make any difference what these vegetable plants, a plant that we eat for food or a plant that's out in the forest somewhere. It doesn't make any difference. They all do the same thing. The plant that we're eating for food, they're also pulling toxic matter out of the air. They're pulling all of the impurities that man pollute in the air. They're pulling them out. They're also pulling minerals from the soil, what few minerals that's left in the soil, because they use them to produce poison. And they also produce poison from the toxic matter, the radioactive isotope that also in the air that we're breathing. And no one is telling you how to address the radioactive isotope that falls down to the earth as the atom degrades all over the place. So now we have the poison that the plant produced. Now we have the toxic matter that's inside of them that they gather from the air, from the water, and from the soil. And now also you have the microbes, viruses, bacteria, fungus, protozoa, worms, all these things are glued to the plant that you're eating, and then you're going to rinse some water on them after you get them from the marketplace and chop them up in a bowl of salad. And you think that's going to destroy some microbes that you cannot even see? You have parasites and worms inside of you from eating those things. Then you have the poison of the plant itself that you also ingested, and the radioactive isotope and the toxic matter, because you did not heat those things up to neutralize them. Cooking is the way to neutralize poison and toxic. But since you bypass cooking and you do juicing the same way, you rinse some water on some fruits and vegetables and leaves, and then you chop them up in a blender, liquefying them, and you bypass digesting them, and you bypass cooking them, what can your cells do with all that cellulose fiber that you just grind up, blended? Absolutely nothing. Because you bypass chewing, you bypass amylase in your saliva, with your digestive enzyme. Digestion starts in the mouth. Then you have all the microbes mixed up in that liquid. And the radioactive isotope and the toxic metal, all these things. In smoothie and juicing. No wonder people are sick, Brother Rashid.
Yes,
they're poisoning themselves with the food. And that's what happens with salad.
Yes, I know a lot of us don't want to hear that because we love our juicing.
No, juice is terrible.
Food, you know, and we think it's okay. But, you know, I think what you just did by sharing with us green vegetables, salad, and tomatoes, and those of you who went on the website, I mean, it will scare you to death when you read the article that tomatoes and potatoes cause dementia. You know, what's in those particular
all these things.
Those things that are in those particular plants, especially the tomato, it goes into your body, but so it affects your bloodstream, and your bloodstream goes to almost every part of your body, including the most remarkable thing you have, your brain.
Your brain.
You know, and so we wonder why people are acting weird. We wonder why, you know, things are happening.
Yeah, mental challenge.
Our local people, the people who run this country. Something is seriously wrong with these people's brain.
Poor mental health,
I mean,
Brother Rashid.
Yeah. If we just cut the TV off and cut this mess off, quit reading this ignorant mess that they share with us, if somebody else is imposing up on you, as I said, what Carter G. Woodson said, if you're looking for an education from this system, you won't get it because you're being trained to stay in line. It's trained to be exactly what they want you to be. And let me read this article before we take on this next line. I keep telling you guys, y'all better hear what I have to say. 1832, the scheme. To destroy the African-American brain, the people in Congress said these words. I'll tell you, this whole book, this is the only thing I remember. We have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge can enter the slave's mind. If we can just extinguish just one part of them, we will be safe, and they will be like beasts of the field. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want me to say it again so you can write it down? This scheme was put in place for one particular reason, to keep us from being functional. We're docile. We don't ask questions. We just accept anything that comes to us because we don't have the ability to think. And Booker T. Washington told us that about our children. We'll never rise in the higher nation until we get our children to think. If you can't think, you're not going anywhere. And we look at our nation, look at our community. We are the only community standing on corners. We are the only community, no matter where you go, east and west, north or south, hands hanging off our butt. The only ones that's tattooed up like crazy, don't you know the ink that's going into your body, what it's doing to you. We're the only ones who are fighting and killing and shooting each other. I'm not saying nobody else is doing it, but we do it crazily. Don't even make sense. And then turn around and go have a hamburger around the corner where you shot the guy. I killed that nigga, that gets a big deal. What kind of thing? Is that an animal thinking? Did what this man say in 1832 actually come to pass? That we will be, they will be safe and we will like beasts of the field? We have to pay attention to this stuff. We just have to. I'm sorry, Brother Abdul. But the history
Brother Rashid. It comes to poor mental health. It is because of poor mental health. Many of these things are happening to us because of what happened to us.
Yeah. You know, and that you just made it plain. What we put into our body, we call ourselves having a salad. We call ourselves having a smoothie. We call ourselves eating those particular things as opposed to do your body good. And we turn the body.
And in those salads, the toxic metal. And the toxic metal will be in our brain, Brother Rashid. It will be between the synapse of the brain in the nerves, synapse in the nerves. And there's an enzyme there, and that toxic metal would denature the enzyme that's in the synapse of our nerves, and the nerve transmission would not move with speed of light, So many neuronal transmission would not take place.
Yes, sir.
And so neurons would not be produced.
Yes, sir. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is IWDM Radio, the science of helping you. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. And we have Abdul Shaheed from American School of Symptometry and from Atlanta, Georgia. So the show was about, we're going to get to, so we asked about three questions here about the vaccine. We really, really want to talk about the vaccine. But you see how important this is before the vaccine is taken. If your body is deficient, if your body is being worn down, if your body is full of poison, what is the vaccine? We're going to answer that question for you tonight, because the first question that girl asked me on this line, she said, I want to know what the vaccine is and what it's made of and what does it do to you. Very, very bad. That'll take us 2 or 3 days to really tell you the right thing, but we're going to try to do it as quick as we possibly can. But the other one is this, you know, is this the same COVID? Now, everybody knows that all of a sudden there's a new variant on the marketplace called BA-2.86. They've already told you that there's three other variants on the planet coming from the Omicron virus. And here's what they say. I just want you to hear. Well, we find out that viruses constantly mutate.
That's what they do, Brother Rashid. They mutate.
If they're constantly mutating, what shot do you have? What vaccine do you have? Once you take the vaccine, guess what? When they see that poison coming, they mutate someplace else.
Exactly.
Something else.
They're smart. They don't even have a brain, but they're smart.
So you're going to go take this vibe. So we're going to answer this question. What is this vaccine, and why are we taking vaccine, and what do we do to you? So we're going to start with that question. I think this is a nice setup, you know, to get to that point. And then we're going to take on the viruses, what keeps the viruses alive. Now, we talked about cold water, talked about ice. We talked about drinking drinks that we shouldn't be drinking. But when you find out what the viruses feed on, just stay on the line. Pick up the telephone and call someone else. This is IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. It's going to blow your mind. Only here, every Tuesday in this lab, in this educational lab, this online school that you're in, every single Tuesday, where you get exact proper information that's nothing but the truth, the whole truth, and the whole truth will help you God. So with that, my good brother, please answer this sister's question, because she's 19 years old and she wants to know, because she wants to tell all her friends.
Well, vaccination, Brother Rashid, is a very contentious issue in this day and time. And it needs to have some clarity brought to the table. We need to
bring
science to the table.
All right.
It's very contentious. People, you have one side saying vaccine, and one side said no vaccine. Very contentious. Now, what does science say?
Okay.
A vaccine is a piece of man-made genetic material called artificial mRNA. Artificial. There are three RNA inside the human being. Yeah, that's mRNA, which is the messenger RNA, that is the RNA that goes within the nucleus to retrieve the blueprint from the genes. It goes into the nucleus of the cell, and it comes out with the instruction. It comes out with that protein building instruction manual and what it brings out. Then it passes that on to transfer RNA. Transfer RNA, get the blueprint and pass it on to the ribosomal RNA. That is the RNA that does most of the work. It produces brain essential, body essential, and cell essential, produce enzyme and all of the other things that a person needs to be on a paradigm of normalcy on this planet. That's how it is created to be done. Now you use artificial mRNA. Well, it's not the real one. It's just like what it said. It was produced in a laboratory. The real problem that the vaccinated person will have to deal with for the rest of their life are the vaccine adjuvants. What's the adjuvants? It is the vaccine adjuvant that's going to make the person unhealthy. Those would be the preservative, the additive. Those three things that's in vaccine. It's going to be the halogen, mineral salt that they use. It's going to be the toxic metal that they use as preservative, formaldehyde, mercury. aluminum. Those are the common ones. Then you have Akil. These three items are in the vaccine. They're called adjuvants. What's Akil? That is a substance that removes hydrogen from the cells. If you remove hydrogen from the cell will not be able to produce heat, which is thermal energy, nor would it be able to produce water. If water is not in the cytoplasm of each cell, the cell would be worthless to you. That's why a person who takes a vaccine will not be healthier. They will not be healthier, Brother Rashid. And then if the person have underlying condition, why should they take a vaccine? If they have underlying health condition already. They're already compromised. They already have a compromised immune system. They already have a weak heart, weak lungs, decrepit kidneys. Why would you give that person the vaccine? Why? The person already compromised. And the vaccine is not going to make that person healthier. I'll take my chances with the virus. That's what I would do. I'm not telling anyone to do anything. We all have to make a decision. And we all have to stand on it, Brother Rashid.
What you just said, brother, I mean, I wish you could repeat it word by word. So we do have it.
It is recorded. For those of you who want the recording, just that one section right there.
You know, you contact me at 650-669-0458, and I will send you this recording because what you just heard was all we need to know, according to me. Whoever told us about a vaccine before, what's in it, what it does, how it affects you. Nobody's ever given us information, and we should be able to share this with every single human being we can come in contact with, because you know and I know, Brother Abdul Shaheed, that
yes.
People are going to run to the doctor, and they're going to take this shot. And they're going to be scared. They're going to put on some masks. We're going to get to the mask part tonight, too. They're going to put on a mask. I don't want to socialize with you. Oh, you didn't take the shot. I'm getting away from you. Husband and wife, sister and brother. I had a friend of mine.
Yes,
who
creating all kinds of negativity between families.
This boy divorced his wife because his wife said, you don't take those shots. You can't get into bed with me. It went on for 6 months. It got to the
That's
point
insanity.
Where she was serious. He got real serious. He said, I'm gone. And left.
Insanity. No, it's crazy.
Lack of knowledge, but I'm telling you, man. Yeah, before you go
That's
to
what it
the
is. Lack of knowledge, and people are being manipulated by this thing.
Yeah, before you go
and
to the next question.
That's not all, Brother Rashid. That's not all that's in the vaccine. Here's some other stuff about those adjuvants that's in the vaccine that they don't tell you. There's many things in the vaccine that's proprietary, which means it is the corporation secret. They don't have to expose it. They don't have to disclose it.
That's the proprietary information, right?
Yes.
Proprietary. Okay.
They don't have to tell you anything. And then you can't sue them on top of that. What are you going to do? You're going to take something to somebody and say they still experimenting? They did not do their due diligence. It didn't take 10 years like most vaccines come to market. It takes 10, 15 years. They did this thing almost overnight. Then they want us to line up and take it. I already just said the person will not be healthier. And the adjuvants are the stimulants, are the booster, energizer. Something got to energize this thing to get it to where it needs to go. And these adjuvants are the preserver that spread the artificial mRNA throughout the 11 system so they can be recognized in its natural kind, by natural kind. In natural kind, is a natural mRNA. So they have to boost this thing throughout the 11 system so it will be recognized by the natural mRNA. To me, Brother Rice, well, I'm not going to use that word. What I want to use, I'm not going to say that. I want to say diabolical, but I'm not going to say diabolical.
Demonic. But say it like it is, it's demonic.
So that it can recognize the natural its natural kind. That's what this the artificial mRNA is seeking out, the natural mRNA. Can you believe this?
Yes.
So it can attack it and destroy the natural mRNA. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The The artificial one would seek out and attack the natural mRNA. That is the RNA that goes into the nucleus. It is called the messenger RNA. That should mean something significant to Muslims and to Christians too. Messenger RNA. That's what that M stands for. And this artificial one in the vaccine is going to seek out to destroy the natural messenger RNA.
This is why we have so many different, whether it be respiratory, whether it be muscle, whether it be heart problems. Like reported about 11 systems. We're gonna do this before we get off the line tonight. We're gonna tell you what those 11 systems are, so you'll be able to figure out what it's doing to your body before you think about putting it into your body. So before we go any further, Brother Abdul, let me just take a quick break. Cause what you just said,
sure,
man,
it's too much. It's too heavy. It's getting hot and heavy up in here.
Yeah. You know, for those of you who are, we're gonna take just a few minutes. We're gonna just break the ice here a little bit. Pick up the telephone, text somebody, tell them to get on the line tonight, because this is what we need to know. We need to know before these people start jabbing us again with this crazy thing. And those who took that particular vaccine, it's still in you. Even if you had the virus is still in you. How do you get it out of your system? We're going to talk about that. That's one of the questions the young lady had. So just sit back and take your time. We'll be with you in a while. We just want to just break the ice a little bit here. And, you know, just thinking about something. That think about. This much.
Have you ever felt a cool summer breeze? Yeah. Have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, strengthening your heart and soul, guiding your way. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Life's a struggle, brother, from birth. Sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brothers, to save your very, very soul. Make sure the whole world understands the law. Control. It's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother.
And welcome back. I needed that break. Boy.
I'm gonna try to slow it down, Brother Rajiv, not be so excited.
Yes, sir. But you know what you're doing, I'm telling you, is worth doing a term paper on and making sure everybody in the country has it, because just that definition alone is enough for me. If I didn't know, I know now. You know, so this gives me a lot of pleasure and joy to be to at least hear from somebody who has my best interest at heart, because it's obvious. These demons, these so-called, whomever you want to call them, they give you that white piece of paper with a subscription on it, that person who jabs you in your arm with all this poison they put in your body, not telling you what they're doing to you. That's the sad part, Brother Abdul. That truly is the sad
part. Yes, it
is.
So,
you know, I just want people to be concerned. And now that we've taken the shot, now tell us how that virus has atomic intelligence that we don't even comprehend. We can't even see this microbe, but yet it has enough intelligence to do what to our bodies.
Man, he have enough intelligence to know exactly where to go and exactly what to do. See, at the DNA level, at the DNA level, that microbe have DNA. See, so like a human has DNA. At the same level, that's where the intelligence is. That's where the intelligence is. So that's how they're able to mutate. And when man would do something to try to stop them, they're going to do something. They're going to respond. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. You might have heard that. That's a third law of classical physics. That is the third law, Brother Rashid. This is how things are in the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
Man do make a move, micro make a move. So the best thing is to deal with it naturally. If the person knows what to do, the virus won't attack them.
Right.
This is the key. We have immune system to protect us from microbes. You can't run from them. You can't hide from them. You have to know what to do. And you have to know what food to avoid. And you don't have to know what other things to avoid, that you are setting up your body for the microbe to gravitate to you. So a vaccine is literally working against the person. We have to know how our own body works. We have to support our immune system. If a person has underlying disease, Brother Rashid, they have to come to symptometry and cure their disease, reverse them, put things back to normalcy. That is the key, put things back to normalcy. If your heart is weak, you must strengthen it. That's a natural law. Whatever is weak must be strengthened. You cannot show weakness on this planet. If you show weakness, Brother Rashid, you're going to be attacked by something or somebody. You have to show strength. That's a natural law, Brother Rashid. People, we just don't understand the law.
Yes, sir.
We think somebody's going to come and save us. It's not going to happen. We can pray all we want. And I know prayer is good, but prayer is not going to solve this problem. We have to solve it because that's why we're here. You think the Almighty didn't know about this place and what we're going to be, what we have to confront? You think he didn't know? You think he didn't equip us? We're equipped with everything we need, Brother Rashid. We have to start using our brain. In order to do that, we have to optimize our health. This is what's missing. We're abusing our own self. We have to just know, Brother Rashid.
Yes.
We have to put our brain in the best position. We have to know about poor mental health and mental illness. We have to know about when we have poor mental health, what we must do so we can prevent from going to becoming mentally ill. You know, it is neuron and neurotransmitter that runs the mind and keep the mind in the paradigm of what's normal. Our brain and our mind must work together, Brother Rashid. The mind is the decision maker. It makes all our decisions. I don't care how smart the person is. Their mind is making their decision. Without neurons and without neurotransmitter, there's nothing to run the mind. Not the brain. The neurons run the body and the brain and the mind. The person who produces enough neurons will not be rambling or talking too much. They will not laugh foolishly. They will not drive recklessly. They will have sharp reflex, Brother Rashid. They will enunciate their word clearly. They have clarity of thought. These people are moral. They're good. They have good memory. And they have human decency. All because they produce enough neurons. Persons do not produce enough neurons. Just the opposite. Opposite. They're immoral. They're liars. They're thieves. They shoplift. They have no decency. They're forgetful. They talk too much. Can we see the difference? Those would be people with poor mental health, Brother Rashid. A person with poor mental health would be forgetful. They would use the wrong words. And all they do is they use the other words. You know what they use. They have bad habits. They lack organization. They lack moral and human decency. They tell lies, and they have the tendency to embellish his or her story. They have baseless prejudice and preferences. They have tendency to cheat, to steal, to plant evidence. Sound like some people we know.
Yes, indeed.
They file false report, Brother Rashid. And they love to be favored. They take advantage of people. They abuse people. These are people with poor mental health. They also have addiction and craving. Addiction and craving indicate poor mental health. It is because neurons cannot be produced for self-control, self-restraint. The chemicals are on their brain called receptors will be produced to cause them to have craving and addiction. This places a neuron in the limbic system and the hippocampus. It is the limbic system where our emotion originates, Brother Rashid. That's why a person with poor mental health will be all over the place. And all addiction is on the hippocampus, that part of our brain. That's where all addiction and craving resides. Symptomatology knows how to ionize them, to remove every addiction from the person's brain. Every addiction. Sometimes they know how to nourish the brain so the person will be at their best self, rather than their worst self. A person with poor mental health can still hold a job. They can keep his or her family together because they only have a few of their mental faculties that have shut down, a few. But pretty soon, more mental faculty will shut down and they will have full-blown mental illness. It's right around the corner.
Okay, so to say this, so we here on IWD Radio, those of us who are in the studio, those of us who are on the internet, is it safe to say that we don't even know that we don't know, yet we function, as you said before, we go to work every day, we read every day, we do things every day, but really, how healthy are we? I want to stop right there, because sometimes we think we know what we talk about because we got degrees and because we got this, we just run up in the mountain. That's all you think, that's all you know, all you are is a culmination of your life experiences. But when it comes to your health, that's a completely different story. Now, I want to put that to the side and get to this young lady's question who's talking about the vaccine and how they function in your body. And we talked earlier about drinking cold water. We talked earlier about ice. And what I noticed that when you're in the hospital with one of these particular diseases, the first thing they give you is ice chips. Now, I'm going to let you explain that to us because we think a cold drink or putting ice in our drinks are proper. You know, we talked earlier about drinking our own drinks and so forth and so on. How do these viruses feed on our human anatomy once it's in you?
Brother Rashid, yes. It's just amazing. It's just amazing what we don't know. What we don't know. See, our cell must have energy. Our body must have energy, thermal energy, electrical energy, magnetic energy, nuclear energy, atomic energy. These are the energy that allow our cells to do their job. Just the opposite of thermal energy, heat is coldness. Too much coldness. Cold elements like calcium, cold element, magnesium, hot element. Everything is not as they seem. See, this is why we need to know about the science of things. Our cells, our mucous membrane, and that's where the virus is going to attack first, the mucous membrane. The mucous membrane, brothers and sisters, our mucous membrane requires a lot of heat And our brain requires a lot of heat, thermal energy. If we eat in ice or put ice in beverages, eat an ice cream, put an ice in smoothie, drinking a soda with ice in it, we're compromising our immune system. We're compromising our immune system. We're compromising our brain because we are making it impossible for thermal energy to be produced. Thermal energy, drinking milk, cold item, calcium, cold. These things will become growth factors for the microbe. What makes things cold? That's a scientific question. What makes your refrigerator cold? What makes your freezer cold? What makes the air conditioning work? There's a chemical called carbon dioxide. Oh, trade name may be called Freon. And they got other names today, but it's still reduced down to carbon dioxide. We know carbon dioxide is a byproduct of respiration. In the lungs,
yes,
the gas exchange takes place, and the body be sitting there waiting for the gas exchange to not take place. The carbon dioxide would turn from carbonic acid into carbon dioxide, and that's what we breathe out. So carbonic acid will be circulating in all of our blood. All humans have carbonic acid circulating in the blood. And we add more carbonic acid by eating cold items, Brother Rashid.
So we add more excess.
Say that again.
Ice is carbonic acid. Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes.
Ice
once you freeze water, it is no longer water. Once you freeze it, you change the molecular structure from a liquid to a solid, and something happened.
Now you have
carbonic acid. That's carbon dioxide plus water equal carbonic acid.
Mm.
So now you add an addition of carbonic acid to your blood every time you eat something cold. And the excess carbonic acid, your body won't be able to deal with. So you have carbon dioxide, when it goes to the lungs, it's transferred and you breathe it out.
That's why we have respiratory problems. Is that what you're saying? That's why,
exactly.
That's why respiratory. Okay.
Because that virus produces a poison, a toxin, to prevent you from producing that enzyme to speed up the production of carbon dioxide.
Mm.
See, oxygen does not circulate freely in the human body. It needs hemoglobin. Iron-rich blood. There's iron attached to the red blood cell to produce hemoglobin. So if iron is not attached and hemoglobin is not produced to produce oxohemoglobin, if you can't produce it because of the enzyme, because of the poison there, you'll be producing carboxohemoglobin.
Wow.
That means carbon dioxide would be attached. And that carbon monoxide would transfer into carbon monoxide. We all heard of that, right?
Yes, sir.
Carbon monoxide is what we call the breathing difficulty for the person. And too much of carbon monoxide, the person's going to die.
So, now you know what you just did. You just gave us how when the elderly person goes into the hospital,
yes,
and his breathing problem exists, and they take the ice, they do all the wrong things as they're in the hospital.
All the wrong things.
Their immune system breaks down. They keep saying these people are dying from COVID-19, but they're not dying from COVID-19. It's a physical breakdown of the human anatomy that's taking place.
Yes.
They assign the word to it so they can get that $13,000 per patient. We already know how it goes. It's always a money thing involved. But we are doing
always
this to our own, not knowing how to treat our bodies in times when the immune system has been affected. This
and
is amazing.
And we consume an item that producing the source of saturated fat that will cause things to slow down even further, like eating eggs, saturated fat, eating nuts, saturated fat, eating seeds, saturated fat, drinking cow milk, goat milk, camel milk, almond milk, cashew milk. Doesn't make any difference. It's come from a plant. That's more saturated fat. Eating chocolate, cooking with olive oil, cooking with corn oil, cooking with peanut oil, cooking with coconut oil, cooking with palm oil, vegetable oil, sunflower seed oil, more saturated fat. And some people are just using plain lard. Extreme saturated fat. And they don't take the chicken off, the fat off the chicken when they fry it. More fat. Turkey fat. Lamb fat. Bison fat. You don't remove it. Caribou fat. Goat fat. Whatever the fat. You need to trim it off the meat. All fat must be trimmed off before cooking. Then you have butter. Regular butter. Liquid butter. Lemon butter. Makes no difference. More saturated fat. Peanut butter people eating. Not fit for human consumption. Margarine, cheese, dairy, all these things are will produce the growth factor for the coronavirus. Avocado. Avocado. It's a plant, people. It contains saturated fat. Saturated fat put a drag on the system, all of the system, all 11 of them. And nothing will move at the speed of light. Therefore, many things will not be produced in terms of enzyme. Without the enzyme dehydrogenase, you will not be able to produce T cell, B cell, interferon to fight viruses. That's how we naturally fight viruses, produce the enzyme dehydrogenase. That's what the formula A16B that Centometer offered people to support your immune system. If you support your immune system, your body will do what it needs to do, produce the enzyme called dehydrogenase. The enzyme will produce T-cell, B-cell, interferon, ferocious ones, not wimpy ones that go and hide when they see a virus coming. Ferocious ones to stand up and fight for you. And we produce white blood cells that fight all invaders. The Almighty didn't leave out anything for us. He put everything inside of us to help us to live on this planet with harmony, but we must understand how these things operate, how they work, and we must produce them. No one is coming to save us. God is not coming. That's why he blessed us with a 3-pound brain, Brother Rashid. Yes, the micro has no brain, but it has DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We have DNA and a brain and a mind. How can it top a human being? How can a microbe topple a human being?
You can't even
see the
knowledge,
microbe. Brother Rashid. Knowledge is our weapon. Intelligence is our weapon. That's our defense mechanism. If someone take that from you, you have no defense.
Yeah.
Avoid also drinking soda. Avoid drinking coffee and tea. These are big-time industry, Brother Rashid. It's all about the almighty dollar.
Yes, sir.
If people stop drinking these things, industry will go broke almost overnight. So we're not trying to put people out of business, but if you want health and longevity, you'll follow these guidelines. If you want to avoid getting the virus, you'll follow these guidelines.
Do not put ice in beverages.
Do not eat ice. Do not eat ice cream. I know that's hurting a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
But no food is worth dying over. Only cook with canola oil. Don't consume saturated fat. Avoid saturated fat at all costs.
Well,
I said a lot, Brother Rashid, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. The virus do not attack everybody.
That's right.
How
does
it know who to attack? How does it know?
It sure didn't attack me last time. You know, last time I was here, you know, I wasn't wearing a mask. I wasn't doing none of it. I went around people with it. I had no problem because I was on formula A16B. Okay.
You support your immune system, you have no problem. Here's what I know.
Yes, sir.
Here's what I know because I've been a student of cytometry. That microbe has what's called antennas. The antennas help him to detect people with a compromised electromagnetic field, a weakened electromagnetic field. Every human being and every object gives off an electromagnetic field. Your car has an electromagnetic field. A rock has an electromagnetic field. A human, a dog, all have an electromagnetic field. And that micro have an antenna to detect the strength of your electromagnetic field. If it's weakened, it's an indication for the micro to know that your immune system is also weakened. That's how we know who to attack.
You know, that when you talk about the electromagnetic field, you know, we're talking about AI, artificial intelligence.
Yes.
And that's what they attack, you know, no matter what they're doing, no algorithms and all the things that we
yes.
hear all the time. They're attacking your electromagnetic field. They can break that down. They break you down because now all of a sudden you're susceptible to all different types of things. Let's do this. We say it a lot. We've talked about what the vaccine does. We talk about once the vaccine is in your body, what it does and what it feeds on. Now, we want you to press 1 on your phone. You've heard a lot tonight. We didn't intend to talk this much.
No.
It's so important that you recognize that when you come on this line every Tuesday from 6 to 8, you come on to a learning lab, just like we go to school online. This is what you're doing right now. And I guarantee you what you just learned tonight. You will embarrass any doctor in the United States of America with what you just learned tonight. He will run from you when you start rattling off the things that you've heard tonight. And don't forget, for those of you who came on late, you have an opportunity to hear this recording again over and over and over again. All you have to do is contact me at 650-669-0458, 650-669-0458, or you can go on IWDM Radio/The Science of Helping You. IWDM Radio, Broadcast Radio, /The Science of Helping You, and you can click on to hear more of the outstanding recordings that we have. So those of you who are on the line who have not asked a question, we're down to like 20, 23, 24 minutes. You have an opportunity to ask a question for yourself on whatever your medical condition is. You have an opportunity to ask a condition for your family member, for your children, for your grandchildren, and you already know this one thing. If your grandchild asks you a question about this virus, what in the world are you going to say? How are you going to explain to them if you don't know? How can we pass this on to our young people so they can pass it on to their young people? I tell this story all the time about my granddaughter, 7 years old. She's telling the teacher what she should and should not do. She's telling the teacher what she can eat and what she can't eat. Why? Because she talks to her granny every single day on FaceTime. Tell me what goes on, and I'm sharing with her, inquiring with her, teaching her, you know, about the universal order of things, the future of this universe, asking her questions. She come back 2 days later to give me the answer to it. She's investigating herself. We have to be able to share this with our children. So press 1 on your phone. If you have a question, press 1 on your telephone. What we said to you tonight resonates with you. You need more, what question you may have about something that you want to know about this 2695 and micro. It's like they talk about variants. And we don't understand anything about nothing they say, but we let somebody stick something in our body, not knowing what's in what they're sticking in our body. You heard tonight on IWDM Radio what's in the vaccine. It does how it affects your 11 systems. And that's the most important thing. We're going to close out with 11 systems. So once you know what that shot does and how it affects those 11 systems in your body, you're going to learn a lot tonight. I must say, this has been a beautiful class tonight. We get more in this particular class than doctors get going to school to be a doctor. I say a practitioner. He's not a doctor, you know. So we're getting it right now. So press 1 on your phone if you have a question, and we'll be able to get you into – oh, we got the hand raised. Right. So I can't thank you enough, my brother. I want to thank you before the time for you to go. I don't have enough time to thank you for the work, the time that you put in, that we don't pay each other any money. We do this out of the goodness of our heart.
Absolutely.
We as adults have a responsibility to our communities and to our families. That's all I know. And by not being informed and not sitting here listening to this wonderful information, it's a tragedy. It really is. If we think that you're going to go someplace else to get this information. So we're going to take a couple of lines here we have. Where did she go? You press one. It looks like she fell off here. I hope I didn't knock her off. Here she is right now. Okay, we have 314-276. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Khadija Mahdi.
It's
been a while. Yes, it's been a while. I was unable to hear the beginning of the show. So you mentioned to call you. So after the show, I would like to know how to get the recording because, I have to get back to eating right and doing right, inshallah.
Eating scientifically, not eating right.
Yes.
Did you get the link that I sent to you, Khadija? Did you get the link that I sent to
sorry.
You? Or did you get the link that
now
I
sent you? Now you just sent something to me? Oh.
Yeah, I sent a link. Everybody who got the link that I sent out, at the bottom of that link is HTTP.
Oh, okay. Yes, I got the link.
That's your recording. That's it.
And I just want to say one thing. I did listen to last week with Brother Mark's program, Instructor Shaheed and his wife. That was beautiful.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, that was really nice.
We didn't really say a whole lot, but, it went good. Thank you for tuning
in. Yeah, it was really good. I mean, what was it, 53 years or something like that?
Ooh,
53 years. 53 rotations around the sun together.
Oh boy!
Oh, okay, well I'll just
what a ride!
Yes, I know.
We're looking to do 53 more, sister.
Alhamdulillah. That would be beautiful. Okay, well I'll get out I will continue to listen until the end of the program, inshallah.
Thank you for doing that.
Look at you. Thank you.
Okay, so you have an opportunity to press one on your phone. I do have two other questions on the internet, but we're going to get, we got 111111. We want you to come on and tell us, give us your comment or your question that you may have. We appreciate you. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, Sister Amina.
Yes, I was holding for a while, but I wanted to come on. Yes. What did you say?
Now go ahead.
Your favorite subject.
Yes. Yes, I wanted to mention that there are a few other health. Scientific. Platforms that are telling the people the truth, and they were independent anyway. They were independent before all of this blew up about this this series of pushes for vaccines and all of that. What it is is that people are waking up. Some people that may have gotten one or two or maybe three, or a family member may have gotten something, and now they're saying, we have to rethink this because they either have gotten injured or they've gotten harmed in some way, and this is not truthful, what the people are saying. There's also bullying, a lot of bullying of doctors and doctors that are telling the truth. And so a lot of the doctors are suing the CDC and the World Health Organization. They're the main ones, even though there's others, but they're the main two that really have done some illegal things trying to bully doctors and scientists and censor them. This is what I wanted to mention, that we have a right to stand up for our medical freedom, our medical rights. And a lot of times they've been trying to tell people that they don't have a right. They only are supposed to submit to entities that are not even doctors. You know, the CDC, they're just officials, so-called officials that were appointed, well, they pretty much appointed themselves back in the 80s, I'm thinking, or a little bit before that. And what they have been found to be really is they've been experimenting. They've been, you know, but yet they have all this overreach over medical associations and scientists and doctors. And what is being challenged now is the fact that a lot of this is really unethical and illegal, what they've been doing, you know, forcing this on the public. So I just wanted to mention that CHDTV is one. CHDTV is educating people about, and they have doctors, scientists, practitioners on all the time, educating people and you know, warning people about bioweapons, really what they are, bioweapons that they are trying to force the public to take, and they're still trying to amp it up and force fake vaccines and fake pandemics to force people to take poison. That's really what it's coming down to. There's a lot of so everybody pay attention and go on those sites, America's Frontline Doctors and CHDTV, independent TV, okay, talking about this all the time. Thank you. Salaamu alaikum.
Thank you, Sister Amina. Thank you.
Don't forget, we have the best program on the country with IWM Radio, the Science of Health and Youth.
I know that's right.
We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. We don't, these doctors, a lot of these doctors, and most people don't realize it, just like lawyers and just like teachers, if you go to my school and I teach you and train you and give you a certificate to be who you're supposed to be, you cannot speak outside of that. And if you say something against this, they could pull your license from you. They use that fear with them. It's just like an attorney. An attorney can't come up with something he wasn't taught at school. And a teacher, you cannot come up with something that I didn't teach you if you want to maintain that certification as a teacher. Just like they tell you, don't teach Black history. Guess what? You better not teach Black history. You're going to get fired. So they can pull your teaching certificate and certification from you by making you part of their system if you want that job. You're going to have to do what they tell you to do. That's why you don't hear a lot of doctors talking against the virus, even though they know better. They won't talk against it. So with that, thank you so much, Amina, for sharing that information with us. And there is some great publications out that confirm what we talked about. We ask you to do your own homework, do your own research. We ask you to come to Syntomagy, whether it be via their internet. I'm going to give you tonight. We're going to close the thing down. We got 10 minutes left. We're going to give Abdul Shaheed an opportunity for his closing remarks, and he's going to share with you how to reach him. But the key to this whole thing is you take a look in the mirror yourself. What am I doing to make myself better? What am I doing to make my family better? What am I doing to make my grandchildren better? What can I leave? Have you, being human, made a difference? We got to ask ourselves these questions. I know sometimes we sound like we're hard, but, you know, it's so serious right now, Abdul Shaheed.
Absolutely.
Life is so serious and time is short. And these people are bombarding our babies with all different types of things, and we don't know how to even – people ask, well, he's just bad. No, he's not. Don't put labels on you. Because you don't have the information in your head to know how to talk to him properly. You don't know what you're doing to them. As we said earlier in the show, we create criminals in our own household.
Yeah, that's what we feed in them.
Doing the wrong thing by our children, they wonder what's wrong with Johnny. Nothing wrong with Johnny. What happened to Johnny? And were you part of what happened? So with that, we're going to allow you, my good brothers, and no other hands raised, to give some closing remarks and tell us how we can reach you. Because this
for
show
sure.
here, I'm going back to it. I'm going back to it. Because I've learned so much about the vaccine, what's in it. I learned so much about the vaccine, if I do happen to take it, what it does to my body. And you also gave us a reason and something to let us know how to get it out of our system with deoxygenase, so forth and so on. So this has been fruitful, been beautiful, it's been wonderful. We want to thank you again, and we ask you to give us your closing remarks as we close out tonight's show.
We certainly will. The time just go by so fast, Brother Rashid. We also want our listeners to know this, fact. All of the adjuvants that causes problems for the person can be ionized out of their system. Say, for example, if you have to take the vaccine because of your job, because you have to do this, you have to do something else, and all these things, do not fret. Come to Centometry and get the particular to ionize all of the adjuvant out of your system, out of your 11th system. Centometry is able to do just that. So those adjuvant will not continue to do harm to you. Because here's what happens. The artificial coronavirus, mRNA, will recognize the real coronavirus that infect the person. This is what it's intended to do. Then the artificial mRNA will destroy and attack the real coronavirus. This is the intent. But after a number of years, say about 3 years, the artificial mRNA will either become weak or become dysfunctional. And it can become pathogenic, where it's going to become weak and worthless. And the pathogenic mRNA will cause diseases years after the vaccination the person have taken. Years after. This is why the person will not be healthier. And just to give you an example, in some people, the artificial mRNA will become worthless after 2 months. This is why the person need a booster shot. And just to give you an example of what happened in real life, shingles is a classic example of chickenpox virus that became pathogenic after the person took the vaccine, and the chickenpox virus would dormant for 50 years or more, and then it came back again because the virus was removed from the person, but the virus toxin in the person's blood was still present 50 years later, and this is what caused the shingles because the person took a vaccine for the chickenpox virus, but did not remove the poison, the toxin from their blood. And children do not have shingles, but adults have shingles. And this is because the toxins of the chickenpox virus required a long time to become extremely poisonous. Brothers and sisters, if you take a vaccine, you're not going to be healthy. So that's plus and minus. That's merit and demerit. Know the whole thing, not just part of it. Not just part of it. After vaccination, the artificial mRNA or the influenza or the corona, et cetera, whatever it might be, will keep recognizing and destroying the natural kind. The problem is it will not be able to recognize other viruses. So what are you going to do about the other virus? You must stay within the rules of health. Avoid the saturated fat that we already shared with you. Avoid the cold item things that we've already shared with you. These are things and how to support your own immune system and how to remove and strengthen your own body. All 11 systems must be strengthened. If we have underlying diseases, you must cure them. Come to Centometry to reverse them. Have diabetes? Reverse the diabetes. You have chronic kidney disease? Reverse it. You have a weak heart, congested heart failure? Strengthen the heart. Get the truth that can do all of these things for you, so you won't be a target, and the microbe will not gravitate to you. The virus will not gravitate to you. It'll skip right over you. And this is what we have to do, brothers and sisters, learn to fortify our system, learn to fortify our collagen, learn to fortify every organ. This is what Optimal Health is all about. we're able to fortify our body against diseases. Most diseases are preventable if we know what to do. Brother Rashid, if we know what to do, follow the rules, the laws, all these things. Learn what they are and follow them. And this is how we achieve optimal health. This is what this would be the gift of health and longevity that we can pass to our children, our grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. It would be in their genes. And when they need that information, they would be on the same wavelength of the gene that would beam the knowledge to their memory, brother and sister. That's how it's done. Brother and sister, we certainly appreciate sharing this evening. We're going to give our contact information. If you have a need to contact us, you have health issues, you want to reverse them, you need a certified St. Thomas Your Health Coach. I'm telling you that now. That's what you need. It takes a lot of work to be healthy. Is work, but it's work that we all can do, and we owe it to ourselves to do it. It's more to just living a long time. You want to have your health. Health to longevity is the key. You want to live to 100, and somebody got to take care of you, and you're blind, and you can't hear, nor can you walk. You're paralyzed. That's no fun. We want health to longevity, not just longevity. Optimal health is health to longevity. Well, you still have your control. You still have your mental acumen. You still have your body intact. And you still can get around. You have your mobility. This is what we're talking about. Health to longevity. After you make it to 100, 110, 115, 122, who knows how far we can go. Let's try it together. If you have a need to contact us for a health coach, please feel free to dial 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And please go to the website of the American School of Centometry, not for profit. Their website is amsos.org. Brothers and sisters, there are a couple of books on the market that you can get. One is What to Consume, the safest consumable for people, for human to consume on planet Earth. That is the title of the book, What to Consume. Another book, The Downside of Nutrition. Nutrition has an upside and nutrition has a downside. Don't just get half the story. Get the full story so you can make better decisions. Brothers and sisters, you can get those two books from Amazon within a day or so. Also, we have a program on AM360 every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We'd like for you to join us and participate with our program by dialing 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. You also can participate on Internet by going to am360.org. Also, every Saturday and Sunday, we have a program called Morning Tylen. Please join us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time by dialing into 267-876-3648 and the passcode being 289-2322#. Please join us. Brother Rashid, I think that's about it. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to share with our listeners. And we look forward to next week on the signs of health in you. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my good brother. You know, this was an awesome, awesome presentation regarding vaccines, and we learned so much more that we can manage a little bit. We just have to believe. You also have to do the research and you have to study. So we ask that you please participate by going online. And listen, look at the website. I'm telling you, the website is outstanding. You click on the articles, and there's so many articles there about particular things that we suffer from currently. And go back and listen to this particular show. This is one for the ages. I'm going back, for instance, I want my family members to hear what's being said. The last virus, they did take the A16B, those who had been diagnosed, and guess what? Within 48 hours, it was gone. You know, I don't know.
Amazing.
One day it worked for them, and they were so happy. And my little niece called me. We need to get something for my husband. Everybody want them now because they realize that this is what's happening. I take one a week, period. I don't care what it is now. I'm taking one a week, whether I got something or I don't have anything. You know, I got to protect myself. So we asked them to really pay attention to the place. So with that, we do have other programming on IWDM Radio on Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, and Sundays, and also on Monday. And we always have our public service announcer, the one who asked me, did I want an opportunity to get on the show and talk about what I want to talk about. And this was my freedom to be able to share about you, the science of you. I've been in this for a long time, but I never, ever heard anyone give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. This American School of St. Thomas has done that for me, and I'm so thankful and blessed to have my brother on to share with us. And we want to ask that you just hang on just one minute and listen to what takes place here on IWDM Radio. Mark Shaheed, are you there?
Yes, I am. As-salamu alaykum to you, Rashid. As-salam to Instructor Abdul Shaheed. It's good to hear your voice always and to the IWDM Radio listen audience. You know, I know it's an excellent production tonight, and hopefully everybody took some great notes, the great information, education on the science of your health and you learning lab. We want you to know that the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio, as tomorrow is Wednesday, and so that means that it's the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaudine and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. However, Dr. Patricia Slaudine, always the first Wednesday, she's off. On assignment elsewhere, but never fear, because Rashid Salam will be here. And it will be part two on how to control your anger. Oh, boy. will be something to be healthy for many that are not able to control their anger. So part two, tomorrow, that learning lab begins at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time right here on IWDM Radio. And it's followed by the MGM Roundtable. And we're going to have some special guests as we be looking at doing an overview of this past weekend, the DNA, the Detroit Noble Annual W.D. Muhammad Muslim Convention that took place in Inkster, Michigan. It was outstanding, so you probably want to tune in for that. It begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And perhaps we'll have a special guest facilitator at night. And we'll be dealing in the True Love Recipe. So you want to tune in for that. And I think you'll learn a lot. Bring your pens and pad. It will start at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Right here on IWDM Radio. And Friday is Salatu Juma Day, Muslim Worldwide. Those who are immobilized can't get out and about. You can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir. And it begins each and every Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The longest-running production on IWDM Radio is, once again, with the very distinguished, esteemed Imam Mikhail Sahir, and it is Words Make People. Sound familiar? And that happens each and every Sunday afternoon, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, he hosts a production called ABC. It's just as easy as 1, 2, 3. But it is Al-Islam-based conversation. And this is relatively a new production going on close to 3 months. And you want to have a conversation that's Al-Islam-based, this is a show for you to tune in. It happens each and every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it is 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it live here, the very distinguished, esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and his honored guest, recurring guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. As this is the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab, you get to learn about how you're composed and what it is that you need to sustain and maintain optimum health here. This happens each and every Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. So for all of these productions, please invite a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, a community member, because if you are enjoying and benefiting from these productions, these learning labs and these different productions on IWDM Radio, please, love for your brother and your sister what you love for yourself. Invite them to tune in, to listen in, and to press 1 if they have questions and comments. Last but not least, we support here on IWDM Radio, the Muslim Journal, as it has been the lifeblood of our community for many, many years. And we also support the 2023 Time to Be Grateful. It's going to be held in Newark, New Jersey, this year, the new home of the Muslim Journal. So with that being said, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. Back to you, Rashid Salam.
All right. Thank you, my good brother. We appreciate you. Well, we'll close out tonight with such a soul-touching song. And, hey, I'm feeling good already.
Shahada.
So, folks, sound again.